Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Clearly lays out areas where his involvement with the executive branch can be used and cannot be reviewed criminally. Can't even question his motive. And that's deeply troubling.
David Becker with the Center for Election, Innovation, and Research says the conservative majority on the Supreme Court has given former President Donald Trump a major win, but dealt a massive blow to democracy. The court says a president may claim criminal immunity for official acts, including some like those around January 6th. The decision's timing also may fatally delay the federal charges that Trump tried to overturn 2020. And Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson is one of the three liberal justices, warning the decision will allow presidential power to be used for evil ends.
But once we say, no criminal liability, Mr. President, you can do whatever you want, I'm worried that we would have a worse problem than the problem of the president feeling constrained to follow the law while he's in office.
New data shows that nearly three-quarters of voters say future Supreme Court picks are a crucial issue in the presidential race. Sarah Harris is with Stand Up America.
It's important to think about generations after us because many of the people who could potentially be put on the bench will be on there for 50 to 60 years, potentially, as justices continue to be appointed younger and younger.
Following last week's lackluster presidential debate, President Joe Biden's campaign aims to call members of the Democratic Party. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear is one of several being discussed as a possible replacement. But like the others, he says he's sticking with Biden.
Only the president can determine his future as a candidate. He is the candidate, and as long as he is, I'm supporting him.
So far, polls seem to show little or no impact from the debate, and new data suggests more than 7 in 10 voters have already decided. The presidential historian Douglas Brinkley compares Biden's position to that of President Lyndon B. Johnson, who pulled out of his race in 68. Brinkley tells CBS that Biden needs to speak to those beyond his family and loyal supporters.
Bill Clinton and Barack Obama may be the deciders. If they can team up, they're probably the only ones that can break through the Joe Biden and his White House team and maybe say to Biden, you got to step down. Let's turn it over to Kamala.
Finally, former Trump advisor Stephen Bannon spoke to a crowd before starting a 4-month prison sentence for defying a congressional subpoena over January 6th. Bannon and Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene were heckled when he called himself a political prisoner.
This is what it takes to stand up to Joe Biden. To Joe Biden, I'm proud to do it.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hey, how are you? Well, there are two different...